This week's devotional is entitled Legs 11. When I was in my teens, I used to go with my mother and her sister on day trips with my grandmother and a group of her elderly friends. This gathering of retired individuals simply called themselves the old age, and they would meet at the local community centre every week. During the summer months, they took bus trips to seaside resorts, and as there were always free spaces needing to be filled on the coach, I got to be an honorary member of the old age for a day. We used to have great fun, with entertainment to help the journey pass more quickly. Invariably, about halfway through our travels, the bingo cards would be handed out. Then the person who was most steady on their feet would stand at the front of the bus, take hold of the microphone normally reserved for tour guides, and begin calling out numbers. There would be great excitement and loud squeaks whenever a number was called that matched on someone's card. I couldn't read the numbers, but I loved listening, and especially enjoyed the funny bingo terms that were used, like two little ducks for 22 and legs 11. And of course, whenever that one was called, there was the obligatory wolf whistle. I suppose the number 11 does look like a pair of legs, and that got me thinking about them from a biblical point of view, and the whole idea of going out and proclaiming the gospel using the legs and feet God has given us to do his work. I think it's interesting that Jesus' last words to his disciples, as recorded in Matthew's gospel, were about going out and proclaiming the good news. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 21. He didn't tell them to divide themselves into small groups, known to us as churches, and sit and wait for people to come inside. He told them to go out. Often, I think we as Christians like to stay within our comfort zones. We use excuses like, I'm not a missionary, it's not my gifting. But surely there's not one of us who can't talk about Jesus. He is, after all, our best friend and the person we love most. So talking about him should be as natural as eating, breathing, and the other activities of our daily routines. Admittedly, we may not all be sent out to far-flung countries like Africa or India. Some Christians are, and if they are sent, then they are equipped by the Lord for the work he has given them. But for many of us, our mission field is among our families and friends. There are so many ways in which we can carry the message of hope and the gospel of Jesus. We can begin by simply showing love to people. We don't have to preach, because our very lifestyle should speak of the one who we follow. As people see the Saviour in us, they will hopefully begin asking questions. And when they are ready to listen, with his help, we can lead them to the one who will become their all in all. The Bible talks about the feet of those who carry the good news as being beautiful. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7. And Romans chapter 10 verse 15. I'm told the feet are one of the least attractive parts of the body, yet God calls them beautiful when they are used to carry his words. We are also told we are to have our feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15. And I know a few things this dark world we live in needs more than peace. Let's use the legs and feet God gave us to share the hope we have received, whether that's at home or abroad. And if you feel your life is very limited, then think again. Perhaps you are a stay-at-home mother with your hands full caring for small children. Let them be your mission field, so they will grow up to find their own relationship with Jesus. Or maybe you are an elderly or infirm person who struggles to leave the house. Consider writing letters to lonely people, or at least committing to prayer for needs as they are presented to you. We can all do that, and prayer is one of our most effective pieces of spiritual armour. The word evangelism can sound scary, but it is less so when we remember Jesus' promise in Matthew 28 that he will be with us always. Whenever we share our faith, the Lord will be right beside us, giving us the words to speak. We can send up our prayers of, "Lord, help me," or, "Lord, what should I say?" And we can be sure these are prayers he loves to answer. I find it best not to spend too much time pre-planning, but to leave myself open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's also important to listen to what the other person has to say, and not just go on talking without adapting our words to their situation. The people with whom we are sharing need to know we care about them, their emotions, and whatever they are going through. We must never see those we are reaching out to as projects or just as souls needing to be saved. They are first and foremost precious individuals for whom Christ died and worthy of our love and respect. So the next time you're involved in a game of bingo and the caller shouts, "Legs 11, give a wolf whistle for Jesus.